Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
You see, Clary, this is what I'm talking about. So he was bragging to Eddie, was he?
Oh, I don't know about bragging. Jamie's ball had come into the garden.
And while he was fetching it, he just happened to mention that Kenton had been arrested.
Oh, I'm not sure how it came up exactly.
Oh, you know he phoned Jamie last week showing off about it.
Well, Kenton did?
Oh. Now, of course, Jamie thinks it's really cool.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm sorry, Cathy, it's just, well, even Kenton. I can't imagine he'd do something like that. Have you spoke to him?
Mm-hmm.
What does he have to say about it?
Oh, I did phone him on Friday. But, well, whenever we talk now, it just descends into an argument. In the end, I told him we're better off without him here.
Oh, Cathy.
Can you blame me?
No. I'd be furious too. But there's always another side to a story, isn't there?
Mum?
Oh, you all right, love? Kids ain't wearing you out, are they?
Oh, they just won't stop squabbling this morning. Well, Dad's here.
Oh. Right.
Well, he's back from feeding the turkey poults, so...
Yeah. Well, let me just finish icing the cake. We're all going down the bowl to meet Joe.
Oh, of course. He's judging this morning, isn't he?
Yeah. He were up first thing, putting on his best suit and tie.
Oh, bless him.
I reckon judging the Ambridge Flower and Produce is a bigger honour to him than getting a knighthood from the Queen. Taking it ever so serious.
They'll be opening to the public soon.
Oh, yes, love, okay.
I'll get out of your hair then.
Well...
I'll probably see you down there anyway.
Yeah, fine. And don't worry too much about Jamie.
No, thanks, Clary.
So, you almost done, huh?
Oh, give us a chance. You don't want your granddad's birthday cake to look a mess, do you?
No, it's just that I told Nick to expect us and I want to get down to the pub.
Mind yourself with that there wine, Nigel Pargeter.
Joe.
You don't want to end up back in jail again.
Listen, I've told you.
Oh, I know.
I had to hang around in the waiting room until Kenton was released.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll keep it hush-hush. So then, how's this wine? Let's have a taste, eh?
Shouldn't you be judging the vegetables?
No. I've finished all that half hour ago. I've been helping Ian Craig with the cakes. He was umming and ahhing.
Was he really?
But after a few tastes of lemon drizzle, I give him my considered opinion.
Joe, please don't drink all of that.
And then I went to see how your Edgar Titcomb's getting on. Hey, I reckon I twigged who's won that new Rose Bowl category.
How could you? The entries are anonymous.
as my ways... And I'm just saying this. At least her roses ain't collapsed the way her honey cakes did last year.
Joe, look. I really need to make my selection.
Yeah, I like that one, yeah. Can you taste gooseberries?
Joe, don't you think you ought to give your vegetables a last look over?
Hey, no. I've made my decisions, Nigel Pargeter. Even if it does mean making certain folk very unhappy, yeah. There's no going back now.
And may the best onions win.
Indeed, ad victoriam.
Yeah, and that and all.
Very well said, Bert.
So, I see you've been on the website, Tim.
Website?
For Wheel of the Bull?
Ah, yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
What's this?
It's what I imagine one might term a virtual community.
Yeah, I suppose.
Jennifer Aldrich pointed me towards it. It's designed to encourage people to pledge their affiliation to the Bull.
Oh, right.
I'm happy to help in whatever capacity I can.
Oh, that's great. You know there's a get-together on Tuesday.
I do.
Why don't you come along, Bert?
Yeah, I think I might just.
And how come you lot are just sitting around here then?
Joseph!
Quick half a Dutch courage, eh, Bert Frey?
Why, what do you know?
Oh, nothing.
Happy 89th birthday, Joe.
Ah, cheers, love.
And don't you look smart, eh?
Oh, well, you got a dress for the part, haven't you?
Even if the part don't suit you.
What was it?
So, you've finished the judging, then?
They're just about to open the front doors.
Then we ought to get down there, Bert. No point putting it off.
Yeah, I suppose not.
Let's discover what hand fate in the guise of Joe Grundy has dealt us.
Yeah, we'll see.
Good luck.
I've been more than fastidious.
Don't let Bert Fry see it that way.
Joe, what are you chuckling about? You've not done anything naughty, eh?
Oh, no, not a bit of it. I've stuck to the rule book exactly like Bert Fry has. The only person he's got to blame is himself.
Hi, Grandad.
Oh, William, there you are.
Oh, happy birthday.
Where are your mum and dad?
They've just got caught chatting to Christine.
Oh, are Jake and Mary with them?
Yeah. I was pleased to hand them over for a while. Took me ages to get them out of the house on my own.
Oh, dear.
Still, don't suppose Ed and Emma are here yet?
Actually, I think they're out in the beer garden. Emma was feeling a bit peaky.
Was she?
Yeah, I think she needed some air.
So, no one's brought you a drink yet then, Grandad?
No, you're the first one to offer. I'll have a pint of Shires, please.
Of course, but don't let me hold you up. I'm sure you want to see how you've done.
You'll be around for a while, though.
Oh, yes. I'm not going home yet.
Bert!
It's fine. We can talk about it later.
Ah, right you are. Come in, Jim. Oop.
Afternoon.
Hello, Bert.
Cathy, how are you? I don't think I've seen your name on any of the cards. Have you entered something this year?
No, nothing from me.
You've just come to look around?
Yes.
Well, it's another great year. The bounty of Ambridge. It never ceases to amaze.
No, indeed. Well, anyway...
Cathy, I imagine you heard about what happened last week.
Yes, I heard.
I would like to explain. It was never
really,
my intention
Nigel,
to...
Really, you don't have to make excuses to me.
No, but...
It's none of my business.
Well, I don't want you to think I was somehow colluding. I mean, Kenton's terribly upset.
Really?
That's why it happened. He was drowning
I'd
his sorrows.
I'd rather not talk about it. Kenton's your friend, Nigel. Whatever you get up to together is nothing to do with me.
But that's simply preposterous. I could accept not winning, but to be disqualified...
Bad luck there, Jim.
What does Joe mean, not according to schedule?
I'm not sure. It might be that twine you've used.
The twine?
Strictly speaking, you're not supposed to display your onions like that.
You're not serious.
I agree, he's been harsh.
I only used it to tie them together.
Ah, but that's not stipulated in the rules now, is it? The whole point is the entries should be presented identically.
It completely misses the point. This is supposed to be about the quality of the produce. I mean, look at those there. Who's he given third place to?
Those would be Mr. Pullen's.
They're not even the same size. Anyone with eyes in their head can see my onions are the best on the table. No offence, Bert.
No.
I'm sure you're a very worthy winner.
Well, I'll admit I'm surprised myself. I didn't think I stood a chance this year, not with Joe judging.
Well, he hasn't heard the last about it from me. I mean, honestly, he can recognise excellence, can't he? Why on earth would he be so damn petty?
So has Emma actually been sick?
Oh, she's all right now.
Right.
Yeah, she just had a bit of a tummy upset.
Oh, I wonder what it is.
No, it's nothing. Anyway, I ought to start rounding everyone up. I think Joe's itching to get back to the village hall.
Of course.
He wants to bask in his glory. Lovely to see you, Nick, even if you do have to work today.
Well, they've got her working all the time now.
Don't exaggerate, Will.
No, but it's great, you know, William. She looks right at home behind that bar now, doesn't she?
Yeah, I suppose.
And the punters, they love her.
Well, you're still coming over for Grandad's birthday tea, though, aren't you?
I expect so, yeah.
Don't worry if you can't. I'll save you a piece of cake. Right, now, where have they all got to?
I thought you would definitely come in.
And I'll try, but I don't get off until 5 now.
Everyone else is going to be there. Emma and Ed.
I know.
Well, it's supposed to be special for Grandad.
And if he's still there when I'm finished, I'll come straight over. I've got to serve Neville. Go and help your mum find the kids.
We've had so much interest, you see. I'd like people to be able to make use of their allotments as soon as possible.
Yeah, fine by me, Nigel.
We just need to get them into a reasonable state.
I'll bring over the Massey. It'll be a good chance to practice. I've a few ploughing matches coming up soon.
Well, that would be marvellous. Although I might not be around much to help. We're grape picking this week.
That's no problem. Eddie's marked out the plots.
Indeed.
I can manage perfectly well on my own. speak of the devil.
Mm?
There's Eddie now. And look who's here with him. Excuse me, Nigel.
Yes, of course.
I'll head over on Wednesday.
Thank you, Bert. That's terrific. Oh, Cathy, you're not going?
Oh, yes, I am.
Please, just a quick word.
I really don't think there's anything to say.
Kathy, I'm your friend too, and there's something I think you should understand. Last Thursday, well, before we had our little incident, I had a long chat with Kenton.
Nigel...
Look, I know what he's like. He tries to pretend that nothing affects him.
Well, he's making a good job of it.
But some of the things that he said to me, Kathy, he's really not happy. And the worse that it gets, the more he tries to run away from it.
I'm not going to run after him, Nigel.
I'm not saying that you should. I suppose I'm just trying to say, don't judge him too harshly. He really does care. And particularly about Jamie. That boy means the world to him.
Well, then he needs to start showing it.
I know. And I agree. He's his own worst enemy. But he's not a lost cause. Do give him another chance.
Credit where credit's due, or you misjudged you, Joe Grundy.
So what else did you win then?
Oh, carrots, leeks, and me tomatoes. In fact, I don't reckon I've had such a good flower and produce for years. So thank you. You've been very fair-minded. Takes a big man to put his rivalries aside.
Well, that's what I said I'd do, didn't I? You've got to do these things by the book.
Ah, indeed you have.
Joe!
Although I'm not sure Jim's very happy about it.
Eh?
Excuse me.
What do you think you're playing at? How could I be disqualified?
So those were your onions, were they?
Of course they were my onions. Whose did you think they were?
Well, I don't know. I thought I saw Bert buying twine in the shop. And...
You thought they were his?
No, we never said that. You went casting the stir.
Then tell me this. Would my onions have won if they hadn't been tied? They would have done, wouldn't they?
Well, they might have done. But you should have taken my advice when I offered it.
You knew this was my first
if
time.
If you hadn't been moaning on about not wanting special favours...
I just wanted to be judged fairly.
Well, I ain't going to do it again, am I?
Huh?
Oh, I tell you, all this authority ain't what it's cracked up to be.
No.
Folk just want to blame you for everything. Well, this time next year, I'll be entering my own veg again. Then we'll see, eh? You and Bert Fry. I'll give you both a run for your money.
Oh, Kirsty, now you're asking. Kate did tell me.
Well, it must be fairly challenging.
Yes, I think so. How much was that again?
1448.
Right. I think she did mention a module on post-disaster relief. The tsunami, Haiti, the Pakistan floods, you know, that sort of thing. 48?
That's right.
Right. And I know she's particularly interested in project management. Well, to be honest, I think it'll become a lot clearer once she's had her induction week.
Yeah, of course.
There you are.
Thanks. That certainly sounds exciting. Makes me wonder if I should go back into education. I've not exactly made use of my qualifications.
Well, you haven't lost the chance. We never imagined that Kate would end up at university, and now she's coming home from South Africa to start her diploma, just as Alice is heading off to finish her final year at Southampton. It's one daughter in and another one out.
You must be excited, though.
Yes, it's going to be marvellous, especially for Phoebe. Having her mum around for all that time.
Absolutely.
Right then, I suppose I ought to get home and start cooking all this wonderful food.
Yeah, I should be going too.
Well, I'm sure I'll see you again very soon.
Yep. Bye, Jennifer.
Yeah, take care. Helen.
I'm sorry, Auntie Jennifer, are you all right?
Yes, but, I mean, what about you? You know, you shouldn't be rushing about.
I know.
And I hope that you're telling her.
All the time. See you.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
I'm so sorry, Kirsty. I completely lost track of time.
It's okay, but I do have to go.
Are you going to have enough time?
Oh, I don't have to start work at the bar till 6, but I need to get home and eat and get changed.
Well, you better dash then.
Yeah.
Oh, Kirsty, I've got some news I have to tell you.
Oh, sorry, Helen. Can it wait till tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, tell you what. Why don't you come over to Jack's after you've locked up? It's a Monday night, so we're pretty quiet.
Yeah, I suppose so. There's nothing else I have to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right then.
Great. Like I say, I'll be there in an hour.
Okay, great. I'll see you in a bit.
So did you manage to get down to the flower and produce show yesterday?
Roy,
are you there?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I was just getting out the car, Jennifer.
Oh, Well, I was just saying the roses were beautiful.
Right.
Vicky must have been delighted, and as soon as I saw them, I knew mine didn't stand a chance.
Well, to be honest, I think it had more to do with that garden designer she got in than anything else.
Oh.
But, no, you're right, they did look very nice.
And I thought Phil's Rose Bowl couldn't have gone to a more deserving winner. You will pass on my congratulations.
Sure. Was there anything else, Jennifer? It's just my battery's running out.
Oh, right. Well, I'll be quick then. It's about Thursday.
Yeah?
When Kate arrives. And I thought it might be nice for her and Phoebe to spend some proper time together and really get into the swing of things.
Okay.
So I was rather hoping it might be all right if she came to stay for a few days.
What, you mean Phoebe?
Yes.
What, with you?
Yes, that's right. Well, Kate's going to be so busy once her university course starts. And I thought at least you could spend the first week with Phoebe. I mean, taking her to school, tucking her in at night.
Right, I see.
And, of course, if she stayed until the following Thursday, she'll be here for Kate's birthday, which would be absolutely wonderful. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Well, it would take the pressure off you and Hayley.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
And you won't have to be fetching her back and forth.
Roy, everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Sorry, Jennifer. Do you mind if I call you back? My phone's about to die.
No, that's fine.
I think I'd better discuss it with Hayley first.
Right, well, let me know. It would be so lovely to have Phoebe to stay with us.
Yeah, of course.
And I expect she'd like to spend some time with her mum, too.
You don't mean the guy who comes in here and drinks lager tops?
Yeah, that's right. Barry.
But he hardly looks as if he could hold down a job, let alone be a business guru.
Hey, I'll have you know, Barry is very big news in the world of commerce. At least that's what I'm telling Elizabeth. She's going to think that Barry's the owner of a big consultancy and wants to run training days at Lower Loxley.
All right. Yeah.
Then all I have to do is persuade her to come over to the other side of Felpersham to meet him.
But why wouldn't he just go to the house?
Hmm?
Well, if he's interested in Lower Loxley, surely he'd want to see it for himself.
Yeah, well, no, well, he's a busy man. I mean, he's only got just a few minutes for lunch.
But if you're trying to keep Elizabeth away for the whole afternoon...
Look, you, stop picking holes in him. It's going to be fine. Anyway, once we've got Elizabeth out of the house, we can always just string her along. And, in the meantime, Nigel has got his crew in, setting up the drawing room for their anniversary dinner. Mission accomplished.
If you say so.
Hi yeah. There.
Still think Barry's a pretty unconvincing entrepreneur.
Oh.
Hey, Helen, you made it.
I did indeed.
I was wondering where you got to.
Oh, I was just pottering around, checking the orders.
Well, enough of the lat. What can I get you? Can I tempt you to one of my famous cocktails?
I don't think so.
Oh, why ever not?
She's pregnant, Kenton.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
I thought you'd have noticed by now.
Well, how about a non-alcoholic one, then? I can highly recommend my Innocent Passion.
I'd rather you didn't. I would like a mineral water, though.
Excuse me, guys. I'll be back in a sec. I'm just going to serve that lot.
Actually, don't worry. I'll do it.
Hey?
Yeah. They don't look like they turned down. Kenton, pick me up. You get Helen a drink.
Okay, then. Still or sparkling?
Still, please.
Evening, ladies.
He's in a very excitable mood.
He's like that all the time at the moment.
Now, what can I tempt you with?
Really?
So come on, then. Out with it. What did you want to tell me?
Roy, don't just walk away from me.
I'm not.
For a start, why does it have to be for so long?
Well, don't ask me.
Couldn't it just be the weekend?
Well, that's what I'd have thought, but oh, you haven't seen me charger, have you?
Roy?
What?
I don't want Phoebe staying with Kate for a whole week.
Well, neither do I. But do you want to say no to Jennifer?
Well, apart from anything else, she's got school. It'll be disruptive. And she's in the middle of that history project. She's got her art club.
Look, can you shut the door or something? Phoebe and Abby are only downstairs.
What's the matter with the holidays? Kate's going to have plenty of those.
Yeah, and she'll be back in Johannesburg for a lot of the time.
That's not our fault, though, is it? She's the one who decided to have kids on the other side of the world.
Hayley, love.
Roy, I'm serious. I knew this would happen. She just thinks she can swan back home and start playing mother.
Well, I'm not even sure that Kate knows about it. It was Jennifer's idea.
That's a big joke. And normally, she won't have Phoebe for more than one night. She's always moaning. She's got her hands full with Rory.
Yeah, I know.
But, oh, now that her wonderful daughter's returned... I thought Kate was meant to be starting uni next week.
Well, she is.
Well, there you go, then.
Yeah, but I don't think she starts her course proper until the week after.
She's still going to be over in Felpsham, though.
I don't know. But she must be home some of the time, or Jennifer wouldn't have suggested it. I just don't want to get off on the wrong foot. I mean, Kate is Phoebe's mum. And however we might feel about
it... If we do this now, she's going to expect it all the time.
Hayley.
It's going to set a precedent.
Yeah, and if we don't do it now, how's that going to look? We're going to have months of this.
Exactly.
And...
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm sorry, love, but I really don't want to start causing aggro before Kate's even got here. So let's just go along with it for a while. If it starts causing problems...
Which it will.
Then we can always point it out. But at least we'll have shown willing. It's not like Phoebe wouldn't enjoy spending the week with Kate.
No, of course.
So let's not make her feel bad about it.
Roy, I'm not trying to make her feel bad.
But if she knows we're not happy, and you don't want her to think that she shouldn't spend time with her mum.
No. No, of course not.
Well then.
But I'm a mum too.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not here to be replaced whenever Kate just fancies being a parent.
I know, love. No one's suggesting you should be. But for Phoebe's sake, let's just try and make the best of it, eh?
Low risk is what it said.
Well, that's brilliant.
Well, the letter didn't say very much else. Just if I had any concerns, I should contact my midwife.
But there aren't any, Helen. That's the point.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It means the chances of the baby having any problems are incredibly small. Must be loads of expectant mothers who'd love to have a triple test result like that.
And I'm not worrying, Kirsty. Genuinely. I've made a new resolution.
Oh, yeah?
What'll be'll be. I'm only going to fret about things I can actually control, like eating properly and getting enough rest.
Well, good. That's what you need.
Excuse, Kirsty.
We don't want you rushing around exhausting yourself again.
No, I'm not going to.
Have you got the mint leaves back here?
Yeah, they should be around.
Oh, that's right. I got them. It's mojito time.
Looks like you're having fun down there.
Yeah, I should say. How old would you two say that woman is? The one over there in the black pencil skirt?
I don't know.
Mid to late 30s?
Yeah, 36, 37.
35. Her name's Holly. It's her birthday. We've been getting on really well.
Kenton?
What? Can I help it if she's into the older man?
No, but, well... Should you really be flirting with your customers?
There's no harm in a little mutual appreciation.
Mutual appreciation?
Yeah, nice for living, isn't it? Now, you girls don't mind. Does this music seem a little quiet to you? Yeah, I think I'll turn it up.
Oh, what's he like? It's a good job Kathy's not here to see this.
Oh, I think that's the whole point, isn't it?
So, what, have they definitely split up?
Oh, don't ask me. I don't think so.
Because he seems to have got over it pretty quickly.
Hmm.
Or is this some kind of rebound?
Like I say, I don't know.
What's he playing at?
I haven't got the faintest idea.
Oh, Roy, I am pleased. That's marvellous.
Oh, good.
Oh, Kate's going to be so delighted.
Oh, have you told her about it yet?
No, I... thought it could be a surprise.
Ah, right.
But don't worry, I'll make sure everything's ready for Thursday.
Sure.
Oh, I really can't wait. I've already bought a box of that cereal that Phoebe likes.
Well, there you go then. It's all going to be fine.
Yes. Oh, anyway, I'll let you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, okay.
And thanks for letting me know.
Oh, no, it's no problem. Bye.
Bye.
So, come on then.
Huh?
What did she say? Did you tell Jennifer they'll have to come and collect Phoebe? Because I'm not carting her things over there.
No, I didn't get the chance.
Roy?
Yeah, but I will. I promise. I'll speak to Kate when she gets here.
Well, you better. She hasn't got a clue about Phoebe's routine. She needs to make sure she's done all her homework. She's got a PE kit and her art folder.
Of course.
And there's the laundry as well. I'm not having her coming home after a week with all of her dirty washing.
Yeah, and I'll make sure she understands. Phoebe's a good girl, though. She knows what she needs for school.
It's not Phoebe I'm worried about.
No, I know.
It's all very well, Kate coming back over. But if she wants to be a parent, she's going to have to start acting like one.
I still can't believe you're trying to pretend it's not a problem.
Of course it's a problem.
A former member of this board, now a convicted fraudster, comes out of jail.
For pity's sake.
Come on, you two.
And within months, he somehow managed to acquire a piece of land
exactly.
That's key to our plans going
now,
forward.
Let's just try to be calm
we
about
didn't
this.
Know that, though. We thought the original access was going to be all right.
Please.
Well, it's not all
enough,
right.
Enough, enough. Come on. I'm not going to get anywhere by shouting at each other.
But this is fundamental, Brian. We're already risking a furore by offering to pay Matt off.
It's a legal transaction.
And now he wants to see who's going to blink first. Well, I, for one, have no intention of seeing Lillian anywhere near this board.
Oh, quite right.
And that's what's really going on here, Martin. You just don't want to lose face.
What rubbish!
Bad publicity's just an excuse.
Yeah, and what happens if the police go after Matt? What'll that do to us then?
Nothing! We can't be prosecuted. We've done nothing wrong.
It'll drag this company through the mire all over again.
Yes.
And we'll wash ourselves off.
All right.
And this time as a much larger and more powerful company.
Fine.
The council wants the new market. Rodways wants it.
Yes.
The farming community wants
Andrew,
it.
Andrew, I think we've heard all there is to say.
It'll be a much bigger victory for Matt if it all goes up in
Thank
smoke.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Now let's bring this to a vote. Obviously, I'll have to abstain because of family connections, so could I have a show of hands, please? Those in favour of offering Lillian a place on the board? Right, and those against?
Just.
In that case, we'll stick with our original cash offer only.
And wait for Matt to throw it back in our faces.
Right, well, can I call this special meeting to a close?
Thanks, Brian.
You'd better hope that Matt is bluffing.
Will?
Oh, hi, love.
I'm off now. I'll see you later.
Oh, right. When will you be back?
I told you, my shift finishes at 5.
You know we've got George tonight.
I know.
So I'm picking him up with Jake and Mia.
And I'll be back from the pub in time to cook their tea. That's a bit of a shame, really. There's a few people meeting up for a drink later.
Oh?
Yeah, I told you. Harry, Bert, some others who've signed up for We Love the Bull. They're going to discuss ways to help out.
You're already helping out. You've taken on the extra shifts.
I know.
Well, they shouldn't expect you to do any more.
Oh, no one's expecting me to do anything. I'm just saying it would have been nice to go.
Oh, I don't want to have the kids all evening on my own.
No, which is why I said would have been nice. Honestly, Will, you don't have to get tetchy. I'm not going to abandon you.
Okay, then. Just seemed like you were.
Look, I have to go.
Afternoon.
Oh, all right, Brian.
Hiya, how are you? You all set for Thursday?
Thursday?
Yeah, your daughter's arriving, isn't she?
Right, yes.
Yeah, Jennifer was telling me. You must be looking forward to it.
Oh, I suppose. Have to drive down to the airport first thing in the morning to pick her up.
Right. Well, I need to...
Bye.
Right. Have a nice afternoon, love.
Yeah, bye.
So you got those numbers for me yet?
Oh, yeah, you mean
Wild
for the...
Wild Partridge, yes. You said you'd have them ready for me.
Yeah, I do.
Right. How are they looking?
Oh, I'm fairly chuffed, actually. It works out about 5.5 native greys per 100 hectares.
Well, what was the exact figure?
5.6, I think. And it was 6.4 young birds per covey.
Well, and you're happy with that, are you, Will? I thought we were aiming for a tenfold increase.
Well, yeah, we are, but we're marginally up, and it's not been the easiest season.
That's hardly great progress, though, is it? So what are you doing now?
I was just going out in the buggy to put down some feed.
Right, well, you mind if I join you?
No. I have to pick up the kids in a bit, but no, if you want to come along.
You'd better get going, then.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Jump on board.
Oh, that's okay, Harry. You just gave me a fright.
Sorry.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to be back there.
I've been down in the cellar talking to Fallon. I reckon I've found some good guest ales.
Oh, right. She's changing a barrel, is she?
Yeah, the lager, I think.
Fine. I was wondering where everyone was. I came in, the place was deserted.
Still... Should be a good crowd of us in here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's coming, along with Roy and Hayley.
Yeah, Jim and Bert said they'd be there as well.
Oh, great.
Although, you know I won't be able to make it now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I did say.
No, I remember. That's a shame. You won't see the design for the T-shirt. The plan is to have We Love the Bull on the front and then a cartoon bull on the back.
Oh, sounds brilliant.
Well, I could email it to you.
Yeah, if you don't mind. I'd love to have a look.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's amazing how many people have signed up for the website already.
Oh, I know. Fallon's been telling me. Her mum's had a look at the comments.
Oh, she must be so touched.
Yeah, I think so. That's the point, isn't it? I want to put a smile back on her face.
Yeah.
Right, I better get on.
Okay, then.
And you're sure you can't come this evening? It'd be so useful to have you. And I can see you want to.
I do, I really do.
Well, come on then.
It's just Will. He's expecting me home.
He's not tying you to the kitchen sink, is he?
No, but
Well, bring him along. He's more than welcome.
No, I can't. There's the kids. It's tricky for Will with all three of them.
Under the thumb. I don't know.
I'm really sorry. Another time, eh?
You're not telling me there aren't other ways to build up the partridge numbers?
Well, no, of course.
I mean, there must be a reason why they haven't been better.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if we were able to expand the game crops, that would be a big help.
Ah, no.
Well, you know I've been wanting to get more kale in. And then there's the hedge management.
Well, that's Adam's remit, isn't it? You have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, I know. And I will.
That's all I'm asking.
Of course.
Just make sure that you do.
Look, I'm sorry, Brian, but I really need
to... What about the beaters?
Hey?
Well, I know there's still a while yet before the start of the season. It never hurts to get these things organised.
No, I know. And I've called all the regulars. But honestly, Brian, I've got it in hand. It's shaping up to be a decent season. Well, now, do you mind if I...
No, Will. You get it.
All right, thanks.
Don't let me hold you up. Martin, how are you?
Brian, we need to talk.
Yeah, and I don't need to guess what about.
No. I need you to tell me truthfully, now that we're out of the boardroom, what do you think the chances are that Matt will back down and accept our offer?
Honestly? Well, I just don't know. I mean, if it were anyone else, I'd say very good. He's still going to make a massive return on his land.
But?
But this isn't anyone else, is it?
Yeah. I'm really beginning to wonder whether we should start looking at another development idea.
I'm sorry?
As a second option. The problem we've got with the market is large vehicles turning onto the site. But if we developed it into another business park, maybe, so you wouldn't have that kind of level of traffic.
No, I can't see it.
But I mean...
Any development that needs access along that stretch of road's going to cause problems.
Have the highways people actually said that?
No, but in any case, whatever we did, it would never have the scale and the impact of the market.
No, I know.
Anything else would be just trying to make the best of a bad job.
Well, that may be what we're facing. Look, I know how much this means to you, Brian. It's your baby. No one has worked harder on it than you have.
Which is exactly
but
right.
But I think it may be time to settle for something less ambitious.
Oh, come on.
I'm as disappointed as you are. Unless you think there's some way of making Matt settle.
He still might cave in.
You don't really believe that now, do you? I didn't think so.
Martin, just listen.
To what? It's time to face the facts. The market project may not be deliverable at all.
Tell him to stop it!
George, what did I say?
I'm gonna eat you. Get up!
George! Hey, watch it now. Careful on the stairs. Well, I'll clear up this mess then, shall I?
Going?
When's it going to sink in? That once they finish playing with their toys, they put them away.
Oh, I don't know. When tidying up becomes fun.
Oh, that'll be never then.
So enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah, like you wouldn't believe. Jake! George, can you just pack it in?
I'll go and get the food on.
Yeah, and what about you? How was the pub?
It was fine. Pretty quiet. Harry dropped in for a while.
Did he now?
Yeah, came to see Fallon. Will...
What? Oh, nothing. It's just all you seem to talk about at the moment. Harry this, Harry that.
We're working on the campaign together.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
But it don't matter. Forget it.
No, come on, Will.
It just don't make it very easy for me, with you doing all these shifts.
But we agreed.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why you want to spend so much time there.
Oh, my God! You're jealous, aren't you?
Eh?
You are? You think there's something going on between me and Harry?
Well, you do seem to be spending a lot of time with him. This afternoon. Last week.
You're not serious.
Yeah, what about Wednesday, eh? I drop by and you're hid round the corner hugging and kissing.
We were with Fallon. She was thanking us for doing the website.
Yeah, well, you look pretty cosy to me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Will. I am not Emma. Is that what you think?
No. Emma has got nothing to do with it.
Really? So is that why you've been coming into the pub? There was me thinking it's because you wanted to see me.
I did want to see you.
Yeah, to check up on me. I can't believe you actually think I would ever cheat on you. You know what happened with Andrew. You know how he hurt me. There's no way I'd ever do that to you.
All right then, look, I'm sorry.
Don't touch me!
If I'm wrong, then that's fine.
No, Will, it's not. All I've done is try to be friendly and have a job of my own.
Okay.
It's no more than your mum does. Do you think she's cheating on your dad whenever she gives someone a smile?
No, of course not.
Then why would you think I am?
Look.
Well, because of that stupid tramp and what she did to you.
Well, can you blame me?
No, but what am I supposed to do about it? Maybe you'd like it if I never spoke to anyone. When someone offers to buy me a drink, I'll just throw it back in their face.
Who's been offering to buy you a drink?
Oh, nobody! But there, you see? How are you ever going to trust me?
All right. I said I'm sorry.
I am not going to spend my life paying for the mistakes of that woman.
Well, I don't want you to, Nick.
Then you have to stop being paranoid. It's great working at the Bull. I'm really enjoying myself, Will. I'm getting out of the house and I'm meeting new people.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to let whatever's going on in your head spoil it for me.
Well, and I'm trying. Really, I am. It's just difficult.
I know. But I love you, Will. And I know that's what Emma used to say to you too, but you need to believe me.
I do. I love you too.
Then you're just going to have to start having a bit of faith in me, aren't you?
So, come on then. Where next?
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, is there some music you like?
Nah.
Huh? Or a magazine?
Nah, the games are cool, thanks.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Yeah. Maybe we could go back home and play one of them. You don't have to stay for long. Just an hour or so.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky right now, Jamie. Hey, why don't you come back to Jack's? Yeah? I'll ask Frank to do some nachos and cheese. An extra big pile with jalapenos on top. What do you say?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, come on then. Oh, I tell you what, I might even make you a shandy.
Oh,
Holly!
Kenton!
God, I'm sorry.
I didn't recognise you in the daylight.
Well, I guess not. Hope it's not too much of a shock.
No, not at all. So, you do manage to escape from the bar sometimes then?
Yeah, well, you know, I get time off for good behaviour now and again.
I'm surprised.
So, did you and your friends have a good time on Monday?
Yeah, it was great, thanks. You really made it special.
Oh.
I almost didn't mind getting another year older.
Oh, come on. You don't look a day over 21.
Liar.
No, you don't.
I won't stop you, though. I just wish we could have stayed longer. But some of my mates, they had kids to get back for.
Sure.
I'm not holding you up. Am I?
No. But I think I should probably...
Go. Sure. Well, maybe I'll see you later.
Sorry?
I thought I might drop into the bar, if you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll make you another one of my cosmopolitans.
Great. It's a date, then?
Yeah, fine. It's a date.
Bye.
Who was that?
Hey? Oh, that was just one of my customers.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to keep him happy, you know. Use a bit of the old charm.
Right.
Although, actually, thinking about it, Jamie, it's 5 o'clock now and your mum's going to be home soon.
Not until six.
Yeah, but she'll be wondering where you are.
So,
it's probably time to call it a day, mate. Maybe I should drive you home.
So, I reckoned the stage could go at this end.
Right.
And then we can hire the generator around the back of the shed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey,
You could even make yourself a small chilling zone.
Chilling?
Well, whatever you call it. You know, somewhere away from the dance floor.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. See, I told you you'd get into it.
Well, I just want to make sure it goes smoothly. Now, remember, you're still going to have to move out the last bits of machinery, rope them off.
I know.
And Bert's Massey will be back by then.
I'll park it up near the clamp so it's out of the way.
Right. Hey, that reminds me, what's happening with your driving lessons?
Hey?
Well, don't you want to get going with them?
Yeah, of course. I kind of got distracted.
Well, you can get on with them now.
I still need to save some money.
Hey, don't be silly. Phone the instructor, book yourself some lessons.
Really?
Of course. I told you we'd pay for the first few. Don't expect you're going to need many anyway.
David!
Thanks, Dad.
No problem.
Ah, there you are. Shouldn't you be leaving for your parish council meeting?
You haven't finished milking, have you?
Yeah, I just need to wash down the parlour.
Oh, blimey. Right. No, well, I'd better dash then.
Okay.
Shouldn't be more than a couple of hours.
Bye, Dad.
Yeah, and call the instructor.
I will. Instructor?
For driving. Dad says I should book some lessons.
Ah, right, of course. So that's why you're looking pleased with yourself. I thought it must be to do with the barn dance.
Yeah, well, and that as well.
Have you proved to your dad that you can do it responsibly?
Yep, I knew I'd get him to come round to the idea in the end.
You go, Jamie.
I can't do it.
Why not?
Because she knows me. What's the big deal? It's only Sabrina Thwaite serving.
Yes, so?
And so she hasn't got a clue. I'm telling you, Marty, just give her a wink, say you like a hare, and she'll sell you the vodka.
I'm not sure. Maybe we should ring Daniel.
Tam won't do it. He's such a wuss. Oh, we don't want him hang around with us anyway.
But Jamie...
Oh, just get in there.
Evening, lads.
Oh.
Who's that?
Just relax. Hi there, Mr. Archer.
Hiya. How's it going? You all right, Jamie?
Yeah, yeah.
Haven't seen you for a while. What you been up to?
Nothing much. We were just...
hanging out?
Yeah.
I see.
We're going back to mine in a minute.
Yeah, sure. Well, I need to get to the village hall. Maybe we'll see you over at Brookfield sometime.
Maybe.
Isn't that Josh's dad?
Shh. Look, it's going to start to get really suspicious if we stay around here.
Then maybe we shouldn't go down to the hide tonight.
What?
You already said. People have been talking about it.
Do I look like I care? I just want to get wasted.
Jamie?
And the shop will be closed in 5 minutes. Just man up and go buy the vodka.
Okay, shall I?
Shall I?
Go on, throw it. I dare you.
Whoa! Oh, yeah, well, just about. Yeah, I can mix a mean cocktail, but I still need to practice my bottle juggling skills.
That wasn't bad.
Right, and then a splash of Cointreau.
So come on then, tell me.
Hmm?
Who was that lad who was with you earlier?
Hey?
On the street. There's nothing I should know about, is there?
What? Oh, no.
He does look a little bit like you.
No, Jamie's not mine. He's, well, I suppose you could call him my stepson, in a way.
Well, this is starting to sound complicated.
Honestly, no, it's not. But, well, I was with his mum for a long time.
Oh?
Yeah, although we split up now.
Right.
And his real dad died recently.
When was this?
Oh, it was, 3 or 4 months ago, I guess. He was only in his 60s.
No, I mean when you split up.
Oh, right. Oh, well... It's been a while.
You must still be fairly close, though, if you're spending time with her son.
Oh, no, not really. No, it's Jamie that I'm close to. He's a great lad. And what with his dad, you know, well, I just want to look after him.
That's nice of you.
Me and Kathy, though, that is definitely over. I mean, really, Holly, there's nothing going on.
It's okay. I believe you.
Right. So, any of your friends coming to join us tonight?
Oh. Were you hoping to see somebody else?
God, no. No, I was just wondering.
I'm not meeting up with anyone. I came to see you.
Did you indeed? Well, in that case, ooh, would you look at that? I made enough for two.
So you have.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to join you then, won't I?
Yes, I reckon you will.
Isn't that brilliant?
But hang on, I thought Fallon's band was playing.
No, I asked, but she couldn't do it.
Oh, right.
This band, though, they are great. I didn't think they'd do it for what we could pay them, but I did a bit of sweet talking.
Well done, you.
And the DJ's confirmed too.
Evening.
Hey, Dad, you know that band I was telling you about? For the barn dance? I've taught them into doing it.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I'm going to go text the others on the committee now.
Pip, can you take the clothes if I end up with you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Well, she's very happy.
Great, isn't it? And it's not just the band she's managed to persuade either.
Hey?
I hear you've changed your mind about the barn dance too.
Oh, simply offering Pip the benefit of my wisdom.
Is that right?
Yeah, although she was lucky, she asked us last week.
Huh?
Neil's looking for somewhere to hold the harvest supper.
I thought that was over in Darrington this year.
Yeah, it was, at the Middletons, but they've had a family bereavement.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Neil was hoping we might be able to save the day.
Not with the young farmers, no.
Exactly, that's what I had to tell him.
Right, well, that's the ironing finished. And how was the rest of the council meeting?
Oh, you know, Linda was on her high horse as usual. Hey, have you seen that whiskey fudge that Auntie Chris bought me?
Isn't it with the rest of your birthday presents?
Eh? Oh, yep. It's hiding under the envelope with my Felpersham City tickets.
Well, don't lose those, whatever you do. Josh and Ben will never forgive you. So, what was Linda upset about this time?
Oh, the new bird hide. You know, some kids have been holding parties down there.
Yeah, I heard. Isn't that the Wildlife Trust's responsibility?
Yeah, technically, yeah. And Patrick's going to look into security. Neil and I said that we'd try and keep an eye out when we can, though.
Right.
You want some?
No, thanks.
Are you sure? It's delicious.
No, I'm all right. Oh, Elizabeth called, by the way.
Huh?
She's booked your room at the hotel in Bath. She still hasn't a clue if Cathy and Jamie are supposed to be coming for the meal, though.
Well, we've reserved the table now.
I know. Apparently Kenton's still behaving as if there isn't a problem.
Oh, I give up on him. I really do. Cathy is the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Well, by the sounds of it, there's no sign of him going back to her yet.
This way.
Where?
To the sofa.
Ah, the sofa. Yes, good plan. Oh, are you comfortable?
Well, at least we made it. So then, I suppose this is when I'm meant to ask you if you'd like a coffee.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to ask me that before I came inside?
I must have forgotten. Still, do you want one?
Oh, I'm not sure that I'm ready for one yet.
No, me neither. Wine, then?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
I think I've got a bottle in the fridge. Oh, excuse me. Oh, you're vibrating.
That's my phone.
Shame. Now, let me see. Wine.
It's a nice place that you've got here. Oh, you know, I've always dreamed of having an apartment like this.
What was that?
Oh, doesn't matter. Oh, I just got a voicemail.
Hey, Kenton, it's Jamie. Mate, shut up. I just want to say thanks for the games. That's it.
Yeah, Mr. Kenton, you're the best.
I'll give it a break.
Why don't you get back with Jamie's mum?
Mate. Anyway, that's all. See you soon, yeah. Oh, mate, I'm going to punch you.
We can make it better. Tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? Well? Your wine, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Who was that on the phone?
Oh,
Not that ex-girlfriend of yours?
No, definitely not. Nothing important.
Good. So,
yeah?
Do you want to drink your wine here on the sofa?
Mm.
Or maybe we could, What do you reckon?
I agree. I think the bedroom is a very good idea.
Brian?
Oh, hello, darling. Sorry, did I wake you?
Oh, you don't have to leave for the airport yet, do you?
No, but I couldn't sleep. No point just lying there.
What are you doing?
I'm having some breakfast. You know, it's very nice, this new cereal.
Oh, that's Phoebe's.
Hmm?
Get out of the way and I'll put on some toast.
No, Jenny, it's fine. You go back to bed.
I'm awake now, anyway. But... Oh, come on.
Well, would you like a cup of tea?
Hmm? Yes, it's all right. Oh, so why aren't you sleeping?
Can't stop thinking about Matt and this damn land. Perhaps I should try talking to him again. I make it perfectly clear that the board aren't prepared to budge on our offer.
Yes, yes, I suppose.
And then again, that's hardly the point, is it? Matt's not interested in the money, he just wants to prove how much smarter he is.
Would you like some eggs?
Martin's probably right.
Brian?
Perhaps we should just give up on the market and try for another development on that side.
Well, you can't do anything about it now, can you? Oh, come on, darling. Today's supposed to be special. Your daughter's coming home.
I know.
And there's plenty of time to worry about business. Oh, just forget about the market for one day and try and enjoy yourself.
Did you hear Kenton come in last night?
What's that, darling?
Kenton. He normally wakes me, crashing up the stairs.
Sorry, can't help. I was dead to the world.
That's true. He was probably muffled by your snoring. Freddy, Lily, breakfast!
Well, I hope he wakes up soon. He promised he'd come down and help pick the grapes. Well,
you'll be lucky. He'll probably roll out of bed around lunchtime, help himself to the picnic, and then head off to Jack's again.
Well, if he does, he won't get a case of wine.
Although I do need a word with him. You don't know anything about this consultant chap, do you?
Hmm?
Barry, somebody. Kenton set up a meeting with him next week, but it all seems very vague.
I don't know any more than you do. Right then, I better go and help get the crates ready before everyone arrives.
Okay.
As long as that's all right with you. You don't need me to get Lily and Freddy to school, or do the washing up?
No, Nigel. You've done your penance for last week.
If you're sure.
Is Mum coming to help today?
I think she's going to pop over with David for a couple of hours.
Oh, good. You do know she'll probably bend your ear about the children.
Huh?
I told her we're entering them for the exams at St Margaret's and Felpisham Boys.
Oh, right.
She's fretting that we're putting too much pressure on them.
It's only a fallback. Just in case they don't both get into the cathedral school.
I know, but you know what her views are on education. She has got a point, I suppose.
Has she?
Well, I don't expect Lily will have any trouble with two sets of entrance exams. But Freddie... Rosemary's already warned us he's going to need extra tuition sessions.
Well, that's fine.
Mum just doesn't think these exams should be the be-all and end-all.
We're not sending him up chimneys. And Freddie really wants to go to the cathedral school.
I know.
It'll be worthwhile in the end.
Then you'd better tell that to Mum. Of course, it won't be any help if they don't get to school today. Come on, you two, where are you? You're going to be late. Kenton?
Oh, please don't shout, sis.
But look at the state
of you. Have you got any coffee going? My head is killing me.
Oh, you reek.
Where have you been?
You haven't just got back, have you?
Well, it was a bit of a heavy night. Like I say, I just need some caffeine. I don't suppose there's any bacon left, is there?
Bacon?
Look, if there's
what
not...
What do you think you're playing at, Kenton? Is this how you think you can behave?
Yeah, all right, OK.
Wasn't getting locked up enough for you?
Lizzie, come on. He's not feeling well.
Don't defend him.
But, yeah, but look, I understand if you're angry... Can you just do it in a slightly quieter voice?
I will speak however I like in my own home. What if Freddie and Lily see you like this? What sort of example is that for them?
Oh,
finding Uncle Kenton slumped in the kitchen, stinking of alcohol.
Okay. I'll go up to my room.
Yeah, I think you should before they come down.
Fine.
Don't expect me to be any nicer to you later.
And you are sure you're in the right terminal?
Yes, Jenny.
You can see the boards, can you? I mean, you do know it's arrived.
I just said the plane's landed.
Well, then perhaps Kate's come through and you've missed her.
I haven't missed her. Honestly, darling, it's fine. Look, don't you need to go and take Rory to the school bus?
It's just you said you'd call when you got there.
Did I? Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Dad!
Oh, here she is. Look, I better go.
Oh.
We'll see you in a couple of hours.
Yes, all right then, but Brian, can you...
Darling.
Oh, hello.
Wonderful to see you.
Oh, you too, Dad.
How's the journey?
Oh, good, good. I actually managed to sleep through most of it.
Well, I was going to say, you look fresher than I do.
Oh, thanks for coming to get me. Have you been waiting long?
Oh, about 40 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, my case must have been the last one on the carousel.
No, no, don't be silly. But we need to get going.
Oh?
Here, give me your case.
Oh, was there a problem?
No, but if we're not back in Ambridge soon, your mother's going to send out a search party.
Kenton?
Huh?
May I come in?
Oh.
I brought you some coffee.
Oh.
It's freshly made.
Oh, Nigel, thank you. You're a star.
There you go. Oh. I've got some paracetamol as well.
Oh, fantastic. And you managed to smuggle it upstairs.
Oh, Lizzie, she's taking the children to school.
Oh.
So come on, then. Tell me. What happened?
Oh.
You didn't end up back in a police cell, did you?
Oh, God, no. No, nothing like that. In fact, I stayed over with someone.
And not at Kirsty's again. You can't keep kipping on her sofa. It's not fair.
No, it wasn't Kirsty.
No?
No, it was one of my customers, a female one. Well, don't look so surprised.
I'm not. I'm just... So...
Yeah, her name's Holly. She runs a department at Underwoods. Blonde hair, big eyes and... Ooh, does she know some tricks in the bedroom?
What? Nothing. What do you expect me to say?
Yeah. I know. I should be feeling guilty about Kathy.
Well.
Yeah, but to be honest, this might be just what I needed. You know, I mean, who knows where me and Kathy stand anymore? And it was only one night.
So you're not seeing her again?
Well, I might see her in the bar, but no. If you mean, like, for a relationship, no. That's not going to happen. No, this was just pure, raw animal.
Yes, all right, I get the picture.
Mm. And what's wrong with that? I mean, you know, what is the point of being alive if you never feel alive? And I tell you, that is how I felt last night.
I see.
Yeah, for the first time in ages. I mean, with Kathy, it's never exactly been swinging from the lampshades, but Holly, to have a woman like her want someone like me the way that she wanted me last night, I'm telling you, mate... Doesn't half polish up the old ego.
I've no doubt.
Yeah, but then, I know you wouldn't even look at another woman.
No. I just think...
What?
No, nothing.
No. Come on.
Honestly, you're an adult. It's not for me to say what you can or can't do. But maybe you shouldn't drink so much. It's not good for you. Besides, it just isn't sensible to be so out of control.
Yeah, well, felt pretty good to me last night.
Kenton.
Yeah, well... It's okay. I made sure that I was careful.
Well, good. Nonetheless, Liz is right. You shouldn't have turned up here like that. Not when the children are around.
Okay.
You don't want them to think of you as a drunkard.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sorry. I've been duly chastised.
I should think so, too.
Mm-hmm. So, you've accepted my apology. What about your good lady wife? How am I going to get out of the doghouse?
I need to as well. After this morning, I've been thrown straight back in there.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, we've got a week until the wedding anniversary.
Mm.
We're just going to have to make sure we pull off a damn good surprise.
So is Alice coming?
Oh, yes. She'll be over in about 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
I can't wait to see her. Oh, the new Mrs. Carter. I still can't believe it.
No. Neither can we.
Your mother's still coming to terms with her new in-laws.
Oh, Mum.
I'm getting used to it.
You've got to admire the way they did it, though. And I thought I'd done some crazy things. It must be something in the genes.
Nothing to do with me.
I've got them a wedding present.
Well, oh, you don't need to get that out now, do you?
I might as well. I brought them some Zulu grass table mats.
Ooh, very chic.
Yes, but Christopher won't be here until this evening. And Adam and Ian. I've asked them all over.
Oh, great.
And I thought you might like to go over to Mum's for lunch. I know she's dying to see you.
Give the girl a break, darling. She's had a long journey.
Well, it's okay, Dad. I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, what? Just let me find it.
Honestly, you might as well unpack upstairs. We've We've got to go over to Phoebe's this afternoon and collect all her things.
Phoebe's things? Why?
Of course I haven't told you, have I? She's coming to stay. I've spoken to Roy and Hayley, and they're more than happy for her to come for a week.
A whole week?
Yes. So we're going to have a lovely time.
Oh,
I thought it would be a surprise.
It is. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, I'm pleased I decided to get her this now.
Hmm? What's that? Oh, no,
it's not one of those.
Yeah, vuvuzelas, that's right. Here, give it a go.
Me?
Yes, go on. Well, I was a bit worried if she took it straight back to Roy and Haley's. There might be a bit...
What?
Well, you know what Hayley can be like. You need to purse your lips, Dad. It does make a lot of noise.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Yes, it does rather.
After the World Cup, though, I thought I had to bring her one back. And I've got one for Rory, too.
Oh, that's lovely, darling.
I'm sure he'll enjoy it.
But in the meantime, look, why don't we tidy all this up? Alice won't be able to get through the front door.
Yes, all right, Mum.
Your room's all ready for you.
Thanks.
Just go and get yourself settled in.
Yes, welcome home, darling.
It's wonderful to have you back.
Stop right there. Let me take one of those for you.
Oh, thanks.
Which is heavier, the cool box or the hamper?
The hamper, I think.
Oh, right.
So how's it all going?
Yes, very well. It's always a jolly day, isn't it? And I think we've caught the Madeleine just at the right time.
Oh, great.
I'm sure everyone's ready for elevenses, though.
I don't suppose Kenton's surfaced yet.
Ah, well...
Oh, he's not down there, is he? I'm still furious with him.
No, no. But I have spoken to him.
And? Nigel, what's the matter?
He told me something, Lizzie. I don't know what to think about it.
Well, what did he say? Nigel?
But the reason why he didn't come back last night.
Hmm?
He spent the night with someone. A woman who came into the bar.
You're not serious.
I didn't know what to say to him. There's no point being judgmental, is there?
Judgmental? He cheated on Kathy.
But has he? I mean, really.
Why? Well, did he tell you that they've definitely split up?
Well, no, not as such.
There you go, then.
Look, I'm not trying to excuse him. I told you on Sunday I tried to persuade Kathy to give him another chance.
Exactly. And what about Kathy? Can you imagine how she'd feel if she found out? Oh, how could he do that to her?
But hang on. If there are peregrines there already, how come they need to put a platform on the church tower?
I'm not entirely sure, Fallon.
Well, won't they just come back anyway?
To be honest, I wasn't listening very closely. Neil was going on about some kind of tray with gravel in it,
right.
So the peregrines have somewhere to roost.
Mm.
He was worried about it doing damage to the tower.
Oh, I see.
Although, apparently, it would be attached to the louvers or something instead.
Oh, sounds fascinating.
Yeah, like I say, I was more interested in collecting the eggs. Yeah. Especially since I haven't got Phoebs to help me.
Well, where's that? She's not demanding payment now, is she?
No. Kate came back yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course.
So she's staying at Home Farm for a few days.
Hmm.
Which leaves me with time on my hands to deliver posters for Neil.
Hmm. Well, I'll certainly stick one up.
Oh, ta.
And then what? People can feedback to say if they're happy about the peregrines.
Yeah, that's right. There's an email address at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And Alan's put a comment box in the church.
Got you.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Harry. All right.
Oh, you're here a bit early, aren't you? I mean, I know we're trying to support the book.
Actually, I'm already late for work. No, I'm sorry to run, but...
No.
Let me know when you got the T-shirts printed, Harry. I'll definitely have one.
Yeah, no worries. So, you ready to head off as well?
Well,
I need you to save me from my underfurnished existence.
Give me a minute. Better just say goodbye to Mum.
Lucy only rang me last night.
Oh, and the baby's healthy and well, is he?
Yeah. 9 pounds, 6 ounces.
Big one.
And they're calling him Sydney. Sydney Gemmell.
Oh, Jolene.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I popped over. I'll have to call Lucy tonight and give her my congratulations.
Yeah.
Mum!
Yeah, we're in here. Milk, Kathy?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, hiya.
Hi, Fallon.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm off with Harry now. We're going to look at furniture for his flat.
Oh, right, OK.
Oh, do you need me to go?
No, it's fine.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, Kathy, Reese is downstairs. Yeah. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Yeah, all right, love. Now, have you been since I last saw you?
Oh, you know.
Well,
I heard about Kenton and his run-in with the police.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know why I feel embarrassed. It's Kenton who ought to be ashamed.
You must be worried, though.
About Kenton?
Well, after what happened at the golf club.
Hardly. I've got enough to worry about just trying to keep tabs on Jamie.
Oh?
Oh, I never know where he is. He's sullen, he's angry. If he's not slamming his bedroom door, my face is going out with his mate.
Oh, really?
Kenton just hasn't a clue what all this is doing to him.
But he's seen him this week, hasn't he?
Kenton has?
Yeah, they met up after school. He took Jamie out shopping.
Well, how do you know?
Well, Jamie was here for a little while yesterday. He was telling me all about it.
And Kenton took him out shopping?
Yeah, he bought him a couple of computer games. I thought it sounded nice. I reckon Kenton must be making an effort.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, sorry, I just assumed you knew.
Oh, no, Jamie hasn't said a thing to me, except to tell me what an awful mother I am.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. But look at it this way. I mean, Kenton's obviously trying to make things better.
Oh, yes, maybe.
So perhaps things aren't as bad as you think.
Oh, go on, you know you want it.
Really, I don't.
But this is going to be your bachelor pad. Surely you want a deep, sumptuous rug to roll around in.
Can we concentrate, please? Quite like to get a chest of drawers sorted first.
Oh, you're so sensible. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, I found a place that'll do the T-shirts.
Hmm?
For the pub.
Oh, right. Already?
Yeah, they should be ready by the beginning of next week.
Hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's really funky.
Have you thought any more about the suggestions that came out of the meeting?
I could do with some mellow lighting for my room.
Because you need to let us know if we can go ahead.
Yeah, no, I said. If Jim wants to take charge of the quiz night, that's fantastic.
So you're fine about it then?
Absolutely. No, I've been wanting to get it back up and running for a while now.
And what about the menu?
I wonder how much it is.
Have you been able to speak to your mum yet?
Fallon? No, not exactly.
Look, if you don't want to do it, that's cool.
No.
It's just that everyone thought it might help if you freshened it up a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're happy with the menu as it is...
No, then... no, I'm not. I know it's got boring. I'd like to do a complete revamp. I'm just concerned about Mum.
Oh, right, okay.
She's still so fragile. Asking her to make any big decisions, it just seems to phase her. I mean, all the other stuff that you guys came up with, the quiz and tidying up the flower tubs, that's all great. It can all go on around her.
Yeah, I get you.
But changing the menu... I mean, we only just managed to sort out the Christmas one.
Well, why don't I try talking to her?
You?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I started this. If I explained to her what everyone thought, perhaps we could persuade her together.
I know, I shouldn't let her get to me.
Honestly, Hayley.
She's only been back here a day, Elizabeth, and already she's got my blood pressure up.
I'm sure I'd feel exactly the same.
Roy reckons I read too much into it.
Oh, no.
Oh, but it's just her whole attitude. Kate just sweeps back in, gathers up all of Phoebe's stuff, a smile on her face as if it's no bother.
Yeah, I don't really see why Phoebe needs to stay for the whole week.
Precisely. And Kate still managed to leave Phoebe's school bag behind. Had to make Roy take it over.
Oh, dear.
You can bet she won't get any of her homework done.
You're just going to need the patience of a saint, Hayley.
Oh, you're telling me. Excuse me, sir. Oh, I shouldn't be worried about it now, though. I've got 30 school kids to entertain.
No.
Can I just squeeze by? Although, I expect they'll be easier to handle than Kate.
Yeah, I expect so. Kathy!
Afternoon, Hayley.
Hiya.
Kathy.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Are you here to see Kenton?
Everyone.
He's at Jack's, I'm afraid.
This way.
Well, actually, it's you I wanted to talk to. Oh?
Have you got a moment?
Yes, of course. Come inside.
Mum?
Oh.
Sorry, it's only me.
Oh, Fallon.
Oh, hi, Harry.
Hiya.
Oh, my goodness. How long have I been
for
asleep?
For a while, I think.
Have you been to the furniture place?
Yeah, we've just got back.
Yeah, how did you get on?
Oh, well, I didn't manage to persuade Harry to buy the rug that I like.
But I got most of the stuff I need.
We wanted to have a word with you, though. You know the We Love the Bull group that Harry set up?
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Well, they've had a few ideas about things that they'd like to do for the pub.
Like what?
Well...
Out the front, for instance.
Yeah, the tubs and the hanging baskets, they're looking a bit sorry for themselves.
Yeah, I know. I need to do something about that.
But that's the thing, Mum.
Bert's offered to donate some plants.
You what?
Some polyanthus and ivy.
And winter pansies, I think he said.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. A few of us could come over next week and plant them for you.
Oh, no.
And then there's the quiz night.
Yeah, Fallon mentioned it was a shame there hadn't been one for a while, so I put it to the group and Jim volunteered.
Oh, you're not serious.
Absolutely.
Harry says that he jumped at the chance.
Oh, but that's fantastic. Sid always really enjoyed putting the quizzes together.
Well, now Jim's going to do it.
Oh, thank you.
There is one other thing, though.
Yeah. The menu. Some of us felt it could do with updating.
Oh, right.
And don't panic, Mum.
No, we just thought maybe if you replace a few of the dishes, or maybe have a couple more specials.
But I'll do it all with Frieda. Mm. I mean, if you don't want to, then you don't have to do anything.
No.
I mean, you don't need to look worried.
Oh, I ain't worried, darling.
Jolene?
Oh, come here, you two. Oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, the pair of you.
Mum?
Oh. It's so nice that you care about the pub. Oh,
don't be daft.
It's my job.
Yeah, I know, but...
So you don't mind if we go ahead?
Oh, of course I don't mind. Oh. I mean, why would I? Sid would have loved it.
You're sure you don't want a bite to eat?
Oh, no thanks.
There's plenty of salad to share.
Really, I'm fine. Where was I?
You were saying how angry you were with Kenton.
Yes. Well, you must have been too. I couldn't believe it when Jamie said he'd been locked up.
It wasn't one of Nigel's finest moments either.
I just thought, well, that's the last straw. He's already screwed Jamie up by moving out, and now he's bragging about getting arrested.
I agree. But don't you think you ought to be talking to Kenton about this? Look, I know you're upset.
But that's why I wanted to speak to you. I want to know if you've seen any changes in him recently.
Me.
Well, I don't know if he told you, but I saw Nigel on Sunday. He thinks Kenton's really hurting.
Well, yes.
And this morning I popped in to see Jolene. She says Kenton took Jamie out this week.
Really?
She seemed to think he was trying to put things right, but I had no idea.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure it's for me to say.
Maybe I've been wrong. I don't know. Maybe all this trouble with Jamie... Maybe I blame Kenton too much.
I really can't answer.
Perhaps... Well... Perhaps we should give it another go.
Oh.
By the sounds of it, Kenton is trying to build bridges with Jamie, and that's all I've ever asked. For him to be a bit more mature and responsible.
Mm.
And Jamie does love him. In fact... I don't know, that might be the problem. I know I've been jealous. Well, perhaps I've been unfair on him. Oh, just tell me. Do you think I should give Kenton another chance? For Jamie's sake.
Kathy, only...
You can be honest.
Look, my brother's not going to change. As far as I can see, he'll always be the same. Kenton...
Well, yes?
I don't know how I can say this, but before you make a decision, I think there's something you should know.
Oh, what is it?
Kenton stayed out on Wednesday night. He didn't come home. He was with somebody else, Kathy.
You don't
I'm so sorry.
But who? No, forget it. No, it doesn't matter.
I think it's someone he met in the bar. Oh. As I understand, it was only a one-night stand.
Oh, and that's meant to make me feel better.
No, of course not, but...
Oh, no. Of all the things he could have done...
I know.
And after everything... Oh, well... Right, that's that, I suppose.
Kathy, where are you going?
No, thank you, for telling me, Elizabeth.
Please stay.
No, I think I'd rather not.
Don't you at least want to talk it through?
Oh, what's there to talk about? I can never
forgive him for this.
No, I know, but...
No, no, please. There is nothing to say. As far as I'm concerned, it's all over.